Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Star 94.1.
It is Tuesday, and it is time for an edition of News About Wayne's Over Cats.
Was there breaking news about Wayne? Who's Wayne?
Quick little Wayne bulletin. Wayne was my server at the Regent Cocktail Club on Saturday, and the service was excellent.
Wayne.
Who? What?
Frances McDormand drew inspiration for her role as Mildred in Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, from Western star John Wayne.
Her name's Frances.
Frances opened up about prepping for her Oscar-nominated role in a new featurette for the film. She revealed she was asked to make physical changes for her character's appearance, adding a bandana and a jumpsuit, and also took mental cues from Wayne, who she felt represented her character's personality.
Does she have cats?
Sorry about cats. Jen.
Why the cats?
Because the name of the segment is News About Wayne's Over Cats.
But her name was Frances.
She drew inspiration from John Wayne.
Who is an incredible Wayne to be talking about.
Wayne.
The movie Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri is out today on Blu-ray and DVD.
Wayne.
Wayne Mulder, age 90, of Montreal, Missouri, passed away Monday. At Lakeside Meadows in Osage Beach.
Where is that?
Wayne Mulder of Montreal, Missouri.
But why? Why?
Because he's 90, Jen. People die when they're old.
Wayne.
On May 21st, 1955, in Max Creek at First Baptist Church, Wayne was united in marriage to Adra Corinne Edwards, who preceded him in death in 2015.
R.I.P. Did they have cats?
Wayne was a proud lifetime resident of Camden County, witnessing firsthand all the changes and progress of Lake of the Ozarks and surrounding communities. He worked as a maintenance crew leader for Missouri Department of Transportation. He was an avid outdoorsman and enjoyed his days hunting, fishing, and horseback riding. He also enjoyed playing his banjo.
Wayne.
Traveling and collecting antiques.
Did he sing songs on his banjo about cats?
Services are going to be this Saturday at Hedges Scott Funeral Home, Camden, in Missouri. Interment will be at Roach Union Electric Cemetery in Roach, Missouri.
Seemed like a really adventurous Wayne. Why are you encouraging this? I don't get it. Because it's news about Wayne's over cats.
Thank you. Oregon State slowed down Arizona on Thursday night, but in the end, it wasn't enough. The Beavers missed some crucial shots late in regulation, and the 14th-ranked Wildcats controlled the overtime period. It was the third time in four games that Oregon State trailed by double digits and came back to at least tie.
But we're in Atlanta.
Our guys get to a point where they know when it's a little bit of desperation time and get back on track, said Beavers coach Wayne Tinkle.
But it's Beavers, and you've been talking about cats this whole time. Now we're Beavers?
Wayne Tinkle, Jen. It's news about Waynes. Respect the Wayne.
Nobody's last name is Tinkle.
Okay, and out of Tampa. Be on the lookout for a familiar redheaded stranger. Willie Nelson is coming to town for a rescheduled show at Clearwater's Ruth Eckert Hall.
Willie?
He was set
to. I thought this was about Wayne.
He is set to perform there earlier this month, but postponed to recover from the flu. Also, keep an eye out for Lil Wayne in Tampa, since the skate park at Tampa's Tampa Pro, which Lil Wayne has been known to appear at for skateboarding stuff, which just proves the fact that oftentimes when there's a Willie, there's a Wayne.
Wayne.
Really breaking news. It's like he just showed up there one time and then he like did some skating and stuff.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.